The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We're right there at the edge of baseball cranking up. And if you'd asked me a month ago, I would have said, wouldn't be surprised if baseball didn't happen.
Yeah.
And here we are. And it looks like it's pretty much a full go. I still worry because they're going to do so much traveling. But it seems like they're going to at least get started.
Today's the first day where I've been like, you know what? I'm looking forward to Friday night. I'm going to sit down and get drunk and watch baseball. See Justin Verlander get out there and deal because there's only 60 games. They don't mean as much. 832 asks, Fred, as someone with the background in media, what causes obsession with fans caring so much about what commentators and broadcasters say about their team, or has it always been like that? It's always been like that. The difference is now the fans can get on social media and say, Joe Buck sucks. He hates my team. What happens is you get so used to hearing your hometown announcers who are paid by the team, and they're supposed to be homers. That's what they do. That when you get a national perspective, which may be much more balanced, it's not going to come off as balanced to you.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. Or better yet, get on the Twitch channel. It's better than the stream or the app. And it's just twitch.tv/ESPN975. Comment on there. And let's build this thing up. Been a lot of people on there today. Josh did that. We're doing little commentary on the breaks when we don't have to pee. And speaking of announcers, Todd Callis will miss the start of the season due to a positive Rona result.
That's too bad. I saw he's asymptomatic, so it's not the not the end of the world, but I don't think he's dying, but yeah, he is going to miss the start of the season. That sucks, man.
It sucks when anybody has to miss work. But a couple things from the text line. 832 says there's black bears in East Texas. I caught one on my game camera just 10 miles south of Koontz. That's a little too close to my place. I don't want bears on my land. So
I'm also, I like bears, but I just don't want bears around me.
No, you know where I want to see them? In the zoo, in their natural habitat, where people are staying away from them. Somebody says, what about Stephen A? Is he the voice?
I don't think so. I think Stephen A seems like he's kind of and he's had opportunities. I think he's team Stephen A.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's not.
I mean this is America.
Not everybody needs to be like a political advocate or be like a spokesman for their race. Definitely doesn't have to be.
No,
I just don't think he is.
And that goes, for any kind of political stance or anything like that. You don't have to do that. And you know, a lot of people don't. No problem with that. 832 asks, Fred, how many times do you read your books before feeling confident enough to release it? Ooh, that's a good question. Couldn't really tell you how many. It's a lot. The first one, that took me 20 years, so that ought to tell you. The second one was a lot quicker. I probably read it 5 or 6 times, and I still have to put it through the editing process before we do the official publishing. I just made that available for people to read during the Rona because people needed stuff to do, and they seem to like it. And also, I got a couple of pretty good suggestions that I'll probably implement for the final version, which is kind of cool. But yeah, it's easy. Like something I write for the website, I'll write it, I'll go back and, you know, I'll edit it and fix some things, and then I'll read it one more time. And I usually add a few paragraphs here and there when I do that. So that's 3 reads. A book is obviously, it's a bigger project, probably twice that, I guess.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. It just depends. You know, there's some that I've I'll read over 100 times and not be happy with it. At some point, you gotta. At some point, you just have to say it's done. That was a really weak one.
Well, what do you got?
Huh? I don't do that. That's not my thing. That's your thing. You know, I don't really have a thing, but if I did, I'd expect you to not be messing with it.
I've got a shout out Matt DuPont, who he and his wife got me some beer that I needed. And his wife said he listens all the time. Should shout him out, so I'm shouting him out. Thank you for the beer, Matt.
All right.
That's today's shout out. And you get me beer, well, it's a good way to get a shout out.
You don't have to just get AJ beer.
Let's point
that out. If you get me beer, I will also shout out. And usually if I shout out somebody who got me beer, AJ whines so much about it, they have to give him beer too.
Lamont says Rush Limbaugh and Stephen A are boys. Not totally surprising. The other thing I'm seeing trending on Twitter, and I've done some research into this. And when I say research, I've scrolled through a lot of this.
Yeah.
And I can't figure out why, but it says Chris Evans is over party, which is what you see when Twitter's trying to cancel someone.
Yeah.
I don't know what Chris Evans could have done to be canceled. Captain America.
Well, he started the whole Civil War thing with Tony Stark, which was unnecessary and kind of stupid and made for a bad movie.
That's true.
He did redeem himself. Then he also admired his own ass in the movie.
That's America's ass.
Yeah, it is. I mean, hard to disagree with him.
Well, if anyone finds out why Chris Evans is canceled, then please let me know.
Okay.
Because I'm curious. I need to know if this is warranted.
Can we get rid of all the canceled people?
I'm not. Today I tweeted when they were talking about boycott Major League Baseball because like four dudes took a knee.
Ugh.
Okay, are you really boycotting baseball over that? Then
no, baseball anyway because baseball's boring.
Yeah, and they don't got that many sports to choose from at this point. I mean, if that's the case, you're going to be you're not watching sports. But I'm for boycotting stuff. That's the new hashtag I'm trying to get trending. Boycott boycotting stuff.
Yeah, good luck with that. Did you see Mark Cuban went after some dude and talked about the National Anthem Police?
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you. You brought up something in passing that I think makes a lot of sense. If there's no fans, why even have an anthem?
This is
a good way to walk away from this whole thing. It really is. I don't understand why people get so worked up. I mean, at this point, it's like, hey, if you want to kneel, kneel. If you don't, don't. And, you know, everybody can respect the anthem and the flag in their own way. But, oh well. Apparently, Chris Evans is pro-Israel. I think that's it, according to Darth on the Twitch line.
Okay.
Hashtag Free Palestine. Man, that's one that... Yeah, okay, this is... going to sound really wrong, AJ. You can support Israel and at the same time believe Palestine should have its own state. I know you're not supposed to say that.
Here's the thing. If he were pro-Palestine, then people would say he's an anti-Semite.
Right.
So, like, you've got it. That's why, honestly, and I do have a pretty strong opinion on that matter. I don't ever talk about it because there's no way to win it.
No.
So I have my own opinion. And I know if I said it out loud, I would either be considered a Zionist or an anti-Semite. And there's no win on that. So I just don't talk about that. Chris Evans, I mean, Captain America, you should know better if you did talk about it. But I also don't kill anybody for that decision. Like if whatever side of that fence you fall on, whatever side you feel like is the right side, more power to you. But that's kind of one of those, there's no win here.
No, but I'm not afraid to attack it for a lot of reasons. I mean, but I believe Israel should have its own state. I also believe the Palestinians should have their own state. That's simple. And, you know, I happen to support both of them in that, but I don't know what that makes me. But I think there's a way to do it. But that doesn't make me anti-Israel to think that the Palestinians should have their own state. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713 says, we need to step away from that either-or, one side or the other dogma. Can't we let folks have an opinion without having to act like polarized idiots? I'm going to keep preaching that. And at some point, you know, if we could just get to where, I don't know, 30% of the people actually start doing that, then we'll make progress. But that's something that I'm going to keep. I'll keep hammering on as long as I'm doing radio. So
I was going down rabbit holes on Twitter and found that OnlyFans was trending nationally.
Okay.
And
is that because I'm going to put my penis on there?
No. Oh. What's happened is, and there are two sides to this. There are women, and apparently famous women, Ruby Rose is one of them, who have now put up OnlyFans, and in the preview picture, they're posting, like, there's a picture of two women who look to be nude, except there's like a flower that's blocking all the goodies that you would be able to see.
Okay.
So you pay your $15 or whatever it costs for this, for a person's OnlyFans. And now the rose that was covering it all is disappeared, but now they're wearing bras and panties. Whereas in the preview picture, there's no bra straps. And there's two sides to this. Now, dudes feel they are being cheated
here. They are being cheated. That's a...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to hear your other side. I'm going to be polarizing here.
Okay. Well, women are saying that OnlyFans isn't just for nudes. We just made it out to be that. It's for whatever content that people or that someone wants to share.
That's fair, but you're also baiting and switching to get people to sign up.
I will say, and here's the other side of it. There are people who are upset that someone screenshotted the bra and panty picture and posted it to Twitter and said, hey, they're out here scamming. And someone said, you shouldn't be able to screenshot someone's OnlyFans. So now that you feel scammed and now people are saying you can't screenshot. I want to know from someone who is an OnlyFans subscriber. I've got a wife who would kick my ass if I were to ever subscribe to an OnlyFans. But I'm curious if there is any recourse if you feel like you're ripped off, or is it you're stuck, you've paid for the month, now you're stuck with this content for a month and you can back out of it at the end of the month. What's the deal on OnlyFans? Like, if someone's ripping you off, because it's saying here, Ruby Rose, it says made $22,000 off OnlyFans in one day just by posting what she already posted on Instagram.
Jeez.
So that's, I'm guessing, $22,000 from people who thought they were going to get more than they bargained for and then got exactly what they get on Instagram. So who's in the right on this?
Well, maybe guys just don't spend money on this stuff. That would be my suggestion. But it is false advertising. It is bait and switch. I'm not a fan of that. On the other hand, if you're paying $15 to see this chick nude, just go to Pornhub for free. You're going to see better. I don't get it.
And Lamont, going back to the last segment, says, oh, so AJ, you don't talk about subjects unless you can win the debate. That's interesting. For what it's worth, I agree with Fred. I believe both should have their own states. I also believe when Israel is effed with, Israel should be allowed to kick ass.
I agree with that 100%.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying I don't think there's a winnable side on that debate. I think either way, you're labeled as a scumbag. Like
I disagree. I think both Lamont's and my stance on this is to try to fix it. I mean that's not a.
It's never going to be fixed.
I think it could be, but I think there's a way to do it. But you know, but I agree with him. I think that both of them have rights to this. And somebody did tell me, oh well, but Israel won that in the war. You know who else won a bunch of stuff in the war? Soviet Union. Guess what? Those countries got their independence back.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a way to do it without having to have a war, without having to tear down a wall. But, you know, I also think Israel's surrounded by a lot of countries that want to kill them simply because they're Jewish. They deserve to be able to protect themselves. So, you know, there should be a way to do it. And Rich says, Jim Wolf is a big bait and switch. You can do a month to month. Just make sure you cancel before you get charged again. Yeah, that's one of these things you see all the time with these. Sometimes it's, free for a month, and then but you have to give them your credit card. Should watch out with watch out for stuff like that.
So. Anthony knows a little bit about OnlyFans. Hello, Anthony.
Antonio.
Hey, hello. Sports.
Sports to you. Sports and OnlyFans.
And
all right.
Yeah, I think he melted down there. Well, sometimes people get on there and it's like, holy bleep.
They get that deer in the headlights.
Either that or his wife was asking, hey, what are you doing in the bathroom? Why'd you just up and run? And why do I hear you talking to someone?
OnlyFans. No, it's Jake from State Farm. Yeah. what are you wearing, Jake?
I'm just talking to the Blitz about sports. Not OnlyFans. I don't even know what that is.
Captain Pope, Fred, would you ever consider releasing a novel loosely based on you and Jerome's time at the Chronicle as bachelors? I see it as somewhere between Animal House and The Wolf of Wall Street. No, I would not, because for one thing, I've thought about doing something based on that, but there's too many people that I really like that would come off looking bad. And I don't really want to burn those relationships. And Jerome's not one of them.
Yeah.
Jerome and I were fun. We did fun stuff. And so what I will do is pull some of those characters, as I have for other novels, to pieces of it. But I don't want to get into that. And somebody's like, you should do a tell-all. And it's like, no, it's that chapter of my life is closed. I mean, it was fun. It helped me get where I am. Well, it wasn't fun. It was a nightmare. It helped me get where I am. And I can pull some of those experiences for other stuff, but that's just not something I want to get into. Somebody says, damn, Jose Altuve already hurt. Channel 2 saying he's day-to-day. Yeah, he got a bruise. He's fine.
I think he'll be all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And 281 brings up a good point. That whole dynamic of the lands on both sides, one is considered holy, is why two separate states seems impossible to them. Whenever you bring religion into something like this, that's what makes it difficult, you know. And that part of it's never going away. I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. Give the guy a break. Not many people admit being duped into giving money away. Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, I think a lot of people have had this, and now it's saying over 100K in 48 hours. Now, what's happening here is a lot of women are using this as an opportunity to promote their OnlyFans, and there's like this person called at Seductress Bambi says, if y'all want to see some real explicit content and stop getting played, subscribe to me. I'm having a sale for $3.20, period. And it's basically her spreading her joy. And so people are like, oh, well, now I can get the real action here. There's this lady who is just going to town on some dude. Yeah. And her sub is 30% off. So... So some sex workers here have use this scamming opportunity from a celebrity to promote their own and, you know, maybe help their own. I don't know.
That's that American entrepreneurial spirit we love.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's getting paid except dudes. Dudes are, they're getting.
Well, that's.
They paid $15 for Ruby Rose to see pictures of her folded laundry. And then they also are going to have to pay $3 to see the goods from some chick they've never heard of.
Am I the only one who doesn't think she's attractive?
I'm not big on her either.
I think she looks like Justin Bieber had he not done so much, like had he not smoked so much.
Yeah, I'd still rather bang Justin Bieber.
Probably. I'm not paying $15 to see her in her bra. Yeah. I can tell you that.
You know,
I wouldn't look at her for free.
Let's see what Ronnie thinks about this. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Hey, sports, Ron.
Hey, sports. So, what do y'all want to get the lowdown on OnlyFans?
Well, we're curious. Once you make once you subscribe, are you locked in for the month? Is there any way you can go? Oh, like if a girl's got funny nipples or something, can you back out of the deal?
I've subscribed to them just to pretty much just see girls I went to high school with, try to make a buck or two, and just like, I wonder what this chick looks like naked. You know, 10 years too late, sadly.
That's usually the case.
No, I didn't try to back out. I stayed in it for the month. You can have it pretty much where it just cuts off after the month. I just got like a little prepaid Visa because I didn't feel like, you know, getting my bank account scammed forever and eternity. So I just used like a little, you know, $50 prepaid Visa card and just did it like that. And also my girlfriend couldn't track my, you know, business also. So
you're a smart man, Ron. You're a smart man. Have you been disappointed with any of the own? Oh, he dropped. Curious if you've ever felt ripped off.
See, I would love to have a hot friend on there that we could help promote. And you know what? We would just take 10%. That's it. Like agents. You know, because, you know, I don't want to use that word that rhymes with rimp because that's not fair. Those guys take, what, 80%?
Right.
We'd be like.
It's just like doing an endorsement for a pizza joint.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like that movie with Henry Winkler and Michael Keaton. Night Shift, when they took over as love brokers. Yeah, we would just be, you know.
Do you think agents. Any of our female listeners have OnlyFans accounts?
I'm sure they do, yeah. I'm sure they do. But that, you know, they're probably out on their own. But I'm just saying if they wanted to work with somebody who would help them out with it.
Right.
I'm a pretty good marketing guy. And by the way, like three people speculating that I'm protecting John McClane by not writing. John McClane's one of the best people I know. Under no circumstances would I have to protect him.
And nor does John McClane have an OnlyFans.
Most of the people that I don't want to get in trouble are not anyone you've ever heard of. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Most. Yeah.
All right. I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you own a home, I assume that you pay homeowners insurance. And I mean, if you're like me, you don't know what you were paying. You don't know what you're paying for homeowners insurance. I sure didn't know. So when I got with TGS, I was a little disheartened when I found out how much money I could have been saving all this time with TGS. And mine was over $1,000 annually. That's how much more I was paying than I had to. And I got the same coverage, and I saved over $1,000. The average customer will save over $900 a year. But TGS has done all the work for you. All you got to do is text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You reply back. They're going to send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds, just like that. And if you can save money, great. You sign up, but there's no obligation. If you don't like what you see, just ignore the text. Go back about living your life, and you're good to go because you didn't need to save money. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with my friends at TGS Insurance.
Research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And, you know, I kind of like this Twitch thing because we can do talk a little politics on there.
Yeah.
You know, that you don't have to worry about the whole general population getting upset over. But, dude, you got all these people that want to talk OnlyFans.
Okay, let's talk to Richard. Hello, Dick.
Hey, what's going on?
Sports and OnlyFans. What's up with you?
OnlyFans.
All right.
So what you guys want to know?
I want to know if you've ever felt like you've been ripped off.
Yeah, plenty of times.
Well, I mean, how many subscriptions have you had?
Probably about 4 or 5 in the past.
Okay, and plenty of times out of the 4 or 5, how many times have you been a satisfied customer?
I'd say probably 2 times.
Okay, and then the other 3 times you thought you got ripped off.
Yeah, because some of them are like, you go on there and they don't really, like, you pay the subscription fee. And they're like, oh, you can get this other video for another $15. Or there's this other video you can get for another $20.
So it's like a Ponzi scheme. Like, what? So now you've got $15 in the game, but if you want more good stuff, you've got to pay an extra $15.
Exactly. So sometimes they'll give you like a little 10-second clip or whatever, and then they'll be like, you know, pay more and you can get the rest.
So it's like a real strip club. Like, you pay the cover to get in the strip club, and then you buy the chick a drink, and then, you know, you tip her up when she's dancing, and then if you want to go back into the champagne room, it's going to cost you. Yeah, I could see that getting frustrating. Okay. I thought it was like...
Yeah, pretty much.
I thought it was basically like you pay your $10 a month, and there's all the goodies are there.
I mean, there are some that give you, like, everything and don't charge you anything extra, but... Those aren't usually like, you know, your 10, your 9s and 10s. Those are like the more 7 and 8 kind of deal.
Okay. That's the chicks that are like the heavyset goth girls with like with the nose piercings and stuff like that. Yeah, I could see that.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
There's
a website, though, that you can go on, and there are some where you can see for free where like people have uploaded them, so I just completely stopped paying for it altogether.
Oh, okay. Well, that's super resourceful. I mean, like I said, I feel bad stealing UFC streams, so I might feel bad stealing from OnlyFans chicks, but yeah, that's got to be a good, that's probably a really good resource to have. I wonder if, I feel like if I subscribed, and I think when, answer me this, Richard, when you subscribe, do you see everything they've ever posted?
Yeah, you can go back to see everything they've ever posted. It's not just from there on.
Then it seems really silly to keep, like, to maintain a subscription. Like, it seems like...
Well, once you pay the subscription fee, you can see everything. Now, let's say that month finishes. Like, let's say you started on the 1st. Once the 1st rolls around again, you pay another subscription fee, or you lose access to basically their content.
Can you not, like, screenshot it or do something like that?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you can. That's how that other website does it. They upload all the stuff to the website.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Thanks for the insight, Richard. Yeah, I feel like once I had an OnlyFans, I feel like I would I'd get everything I need out of it. I'd save what I needed to save. And then maybe you show up a year later and give her another $15, but... That way you get the last year's worth of material. But I feel like, how much material can a chick put out in a month that's new stuff for you? I don't know.
I had a buddy like that in San Antonio who used to pay for one of those. This is when it was just regular porn websites, but he would pay for it for a month and spend all of his free time downloading the entire archive that he had access to, and then would cancel and then either share them or make or sell them on his own and be like, hey, here's a 2 gig hard or a flash drive full of porn for $10. You want it?
Let's talk to Stalker Brian.
Oh, dear.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Fred.
Oh, that's... Hi, Fred, he said to you.
I heard.
What's up, Brian?
So I'm... First off, I'm not a sex or pornography addict. But I mean, I can tell you anything about you want to know about OnlyFans.
First
off, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, are you an OnlyFans connoisseur?
Yeah.
Okay. How many subscriptions have you had?
Well, first off, there are different types of subscriptions. A lot of girls have free accounts where they don't, you know, where you get like your 10-second clips, and then they have like premium accounts where they post the full video. I got on to see Puppy Girl Jenna. Have you heard about this one?
No.
Okay, she acts like a dog. She has an Instagram where she's clothed and then an OnlyFans where she's naked. It wasn't as good as what you would think it was.
Oh, yeah, Aaron, it was in yesterday's rundown from Aaron. I did see that. I mean, obviously, I didn't see her.
See it, yeah.
Now, what is...
Yeah, it gets weird.
Is it better to see her acting as a dog when she's naked?
No, it's weird, AJ. It's weird.
Well, I mean, it's weird when she's wearing clothes, too, isn't it?
I guess it's weird then, too. Yeah, it's very weird when she's naked. It's just weird when she's clothed.
So I saw yesterday she's made six figures already being an OnlyFans doll.
Yeah.
God, I don't know. I'm wasting my time with radio.
You know what? I'll say this right now. If I can make six figures in a week, I will go be a dog naked for people.
This is where
I'll be a dog. I'll be a spider. I'll be whatever the hell you want.
This is where I get kind of like I'm all for, you know, I hear things like, you know, what's come out of the Redskins camp where, you know, women in media, they're just having such a hard time being taken seriously. And they're constant targets of sexual harassment. And I'm like, oh, that sucks for these women. But then also, I'm like, oh, I'd hate to be a woman, you know, because it'd be really hard to work in this business if you're a woman and be taken seriously. But then it's also like, if I were a woman, I could pretend to be a dog on the internet, naked, and make six figures. And it's like,
yeah,
what? I mean,
what?
Imagine
why do anything else?
Why am I even coming to work? But I guess everybody has their own lines that they've got to draw.
I said that to you on Thursday, and she lives in Austin.
Okay, I do remember. I remember seeing that story, and I looked her up, and I was like, and this Jenna that acts like a dog is, she's not particularly attractive. I mean, she's okay. She's not ugly, but I don't think. If she didn't act like a dog, I don't know that people would pay money to see her naked. But for whatever reason, some people are weirdos and they think that seeing a chick act like a dog naked is hot.
I have an idea. How about I get naked, act like a dog in AWSM?
You may want to see
ASMR?
ASMR, yeah.
You may want to see if that's copywritten.
I don't know. Woof. Woof. I think there's some potential here. Oh, God.
Let's talk to Shannon. Hello, Shannon.
Sports coming. All right. So, a little late to the show. I heard you talking OnlyFans. Really disappointed, paying money, getting ripped off.
You've been ripped off?
So, yeah, no, I just figured you guys were talking sports about the Texans. You know, OnlyFans, paying some money, getting ripped off, not getting what they expected. So I was trying to tune in.
Yeah, we weren't talking about sports at all. Hmm. Yeah. But I do see sort of maybe I see where you're taking it. I'm looking up this Your Puppy Girl Jenna on Instagram. I feel like I'm about four pictures in.
Yeah.
No, I'm seven pictures in. And there's a picture where she's in blackface.
Oh.
It's sort of, I don't know.
It's almost, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. The only time I've ever heard anyone say anything about dogs being sexy was Bill Murray in Caddyshack when he's like, bark like a dog for me. All right, we are going to take a quick break. And if you want to chat on Twitch for one more segment, jump on Twitch. Be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. On your pretty little hand, drop some plastic
on the tap, my Chevy in the gear. G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. First day of experimenting with Twitch on the breaks, and I think it's been fun. So, let's do a little Hey Man Bleep That.
I'll go first. Have you seen this? And the story that I saw is in, it looks like it's in Chinese. And the translation isn't great. But what people are having done now, because can we all agree it's super weird to have like a pet stuffed?
Like, yes.
if your pet yeah. dies, taking it to a taxidermist is a weird thing.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that.
I'm not big on taxidermy in general. Like, I don't know. If you shoot a big animal, like...
I don't know. Like, if I killed a badger, that might be kind of cool.
Okay. Well, what people are doing now, because they do realize that that's very weird, is they are sending pictures of their cat to this lady in China... And she is making replica stuffed animals.
Oh, boy.
And it is terrifying. Like, they're, you can see that one there is, like, inside a shadow box. It looks like a real cat's head inside the shadow box. And there are people who are paying her good money for this. I can't imagine going into someone's house and seeing it and continuing to think they're a normal person. So... A picture of your pet is fine. We don't need stuffed heads, real or fake. I'm out on it. So to that I say, hey man, that.
Yeah, there was Aaron sent us a thing about a dating website for cat people today that I'm sure those people would enjoy that. I'm going to rip on Ric Flair.
Woo!
We all love Ric Flair. Ric Flair has been he's been an American icon. Well, he's 71 years old. He's had health problems. Well,
who hasn't at 71?
His wife has tested positive for the Rona.
Okay.
So you got to figure he's kind of at risk, right?
You would think.
Well, he made a Starbucks run without a mask.
Oh, no.
And
where's he live?
Florida, I believe. Yeah, I don't. It doesn't say where, but there's a picture of him. And he says he doesn't have COVID himself, but...
Well, how are you going to get free coffee if you don't wear, or if you're wearing a mask?
And of course...
You got to walk in, you got to tell people, hey, I'm the nature boy. Yeah. Get that free coffee.
But if your wife has it right now, it's Georgia is where he was. Sorry. Come on, man. Rick, we love you, but that's a dickweed move. To that I say, hey, man, f*** that.
Today, while I was prepping for the show and stuff, I got a text message, and it says, I'll read it to you verbatim. Hi, Aaron. I'm Molly with Beto's new group, Powered by People. As a Texas voter, who will you be supporting for president? ? I said, hey, Molly, I haven't given it much thought yet. She said, I understand. Thanks for your time. That was it.
So my wife got that same text from Beto's people. And it was like, who will you be supporting in the presidential election? And my wife said, she replied back and said, Joe Jorgensen. And they just said, thanks for your time, and never replied again.
Yeah.
Like,
it was weird to me. So I decided to, you know, respond. And I said, that's it. No trying to educate me on either candidate, the one that, you know, Beto wants me to vote for, or convince me which one's better for America and Texas because I'm a Texas voter. Said, hopefully Beto isn't, like, paying you money to do this because he's not getting his money worth if you're only going, hey, who you voting for? Oh, okay, well, never mind. So the fact that they've got my number and they're spamming me already, but then they took the fun out of it because I couldn't even troll them and like get a long, drawn-out conversation of just making fun of them. Hey, man, f*** that.
I've just gotten to... I block all political texts.
That's a good move.
I don't... Because I'd be tempted to try to make fun of them, too, and it's kind of like... I don't have the energy for that.
I had one, I think 2 years ago, that kept texting me, and I kept asking if I would get a free Lamborghini if I voted for their candidate. And they're like, well, anything's possible. And I was like, well, if you guarantee me I'll get a Lamborghini, I'll send you a video right now of me voting for him in early voting. And they wouldn't respond. So,
and is Beto still a thing?
I mean, he's sort of a thing. He's not a thing that's going to be president, certainly.
Or senator.
Lamont says, do you guys feel kind of weird having these many fans that actually pay for porn? That's the part that's fascinating to me. But I guess like that first guy was like, well, there's a lot of chicks I went to high school with, and it's a chance for me to see them naked. And I guess maybe that's somehow more interesting than seeing a stranger a famous porno star naked on the hub. But that is an odd thing. It's like as a society, we're going backwards if people are going to start paying for porn.
Captain Pope on a Twitch says Fred isn't allowed to be interested in European soccer anymore because of a texter. It wasn't just one texter. There's like four or five of them that were being complete and total snobs. So, yeah. It's like, you're not qualified. And, you know, you're late to the game. And also, it's like, you're the same bitches who were begging me to talk soccer for years. 90 seconds. I don't like the team you picked. And it's like all kinds of stupid stuff. So, you know what? Soccer fan has proven himself to be worse than baseball fan. I'll throw herself in there, too, just because I don't want to sound like I'm being, sexist or anything. But, all right, so day one of the Twitch. I'm going to call this a success. I don't know how the Twitchers feel about it, but for the most part, we had over 100 people all day till the last hour, and everybody was really engaged. So I think we'll keep doing that for a while, see how it works. Rest of the show was pretty good. Aaron, you were pretty good today. AJ, really good as always.
Thank you.
I was the Texans. I was mediocre.
8-8.
But I do have 4 division titles, so there's that. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Hope everybody has an awesome rest of your Tuesday. We will be back tomorrow. Only 2 more days left for us. So until then, stay Rona-free, bitches.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.